Okay.
12:32 PM.
Where?
8:15.
We'll go ahead.
Call the meeting to order, executive session.
We'll dispense with the pledge of allegiance.
Could we get a roll call, please? Could I get a motion, please?
Yes.
Ralph?
I'll second that.
Yes.
Don?
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Ralph?
Okay.
Don?
Welcome to, and a special meeting of 8:15.
Ralph?
Yes. 17.
Don?
Purpose of the meeting is to discuss the upcoming trash.
Okay, the meeting, executive meeting is, has to do with
December 31st.
Employee.
Is that correct?
Issues and present is.
We had gone through Chief Jim Welch and Captain Charles Adams.
You'd rise local waste for how many years now, five, seven?
Six.
Would you go ahead and
Eight years.
Talk what the issue is.
Now we go into executive session.
So anyway, I think our contract is up. We have Eric DeHays here from Local Waste Service. And try to give us a little feel then on exactly what they're willing to do at this time.
Where's yours?
The township really has three options. We would love to entertain, township says, let's just do another 3 years. But legally, you can't and we can't. So the three options are go out to bid, and you're a little late on that.
Yep.
But it still could be done.
It still could be done.
If you went out to bid, I have a feeling your price would go up. Because in the last several bid openings I've been to, my competitors are anywhere from $18 to $21 a month. Your other option is to join Consortium 3, which is Grove City, Urban Crest, and Jackson Township. The only way to do that would be to adhere to the rules of those three communities. Which means if someone doesn't pay their bill after 60 days, Grove City, Urban Crest, and Jackson Township make us whole. They pay the bill. Then we restart their service.
And they go after, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you want
Please.
Then those three different entities have a usually $100 assessment, and they go after that person for the trash, put it on their, lien on their property, and et cetera. So I just wanted to make sure that they didn't just, those people pay the trash bill and nothing happens. They go after them, just like what we do with House Bill 50, where we put liens on your property if we have to come on and cut your grass and et cetera.
So what we do is send a notice, a $3 late fee, because you haven't paid the bill. If it hasn't been paid on, in the next 30 days, we send a certified letter, mail it, everything. We charge $15 for that. At the end of that 30 days, we would supply the township with a list of people. This is what they owed, plus the late fee, plus $15. And send that information to the township. Within 30 days, the township makes us whole, pays the bill. And then we start the service again.
Right.
The other option, your third option, you don't have to have a contract. The people that have our service now and pay their bills can expect like clockwork every week. Nothing changes, and we're not going to raise your price. You have one of the lowest, if not the lowest rate in Franklin County. We would stop running yard waste. I presented some numbers last time I was here. The yard waste figures out to, it was something, if you divided it amongst all the customers, 15 pounds of yard waste per customer per month.
If I could jump in there a minute?
Yes.
Because it might be confusing to them. When you say you quit running it, that's running a third truck, if I'm correct.
Right.
You would still be able to put your cans out there, but it wouldn't have to say yard waste. they would just pick them up. The only two separate you would have is recycling and then your trash. And if you have grass clippings and limbs, it could go all in one truck because that can go to the landfill and actually helps the landfill.
The landfill was always a coin toss on there.
Yeah, but I mean, breaking down materials.
You would think that, but once they cap those cells, it becomes anaerobic. There's no oxygen. You got to have air for it to break down.
Okay.
If somebody put out 50 bags of grass clippings, that is something that the landfill would go, don't put it in the truck. But not everyone puts out yard waste.
No.
So we mix a little here, mix a little there. We can get away with that. So you would be down to two trucks. But I have been assured that we'll keep the rate the same. Okay. If you pay your bill, you get the service.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm writing this stuff down. So the third option, so would each person kind of make their own contract, or would you just, how
well,
does that
there,
work?
There wouldn't be an individual contract. It would be status quo like we do now. We send you a bill, you pay the bill, we show up for the next 3 months. I think your, if you wanted to go out to bid, we, of course, would bid on it. I may not be as low a price in January as I am now.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. A lot of the people in the township has a concern. Everyone likes guarantees in life. At least they can budget and they know, okay, I know it's going to be, I'm going to use $40 as a round number. I don't, and I know this sounds bad, I just don't know exactly
it's
what we
pay.
It's
more like about 46.
Okay, 46.
Yeah.
I didn't know the exact number.
Yeah.
So $46 a month. So
a month, a quarter.
A quarter, excuse me. So we continue to pay the $46 a quarter. Come January, is that going to go up? Or
no. I would hold this firm for at least another year.
Okay.
And if we did go up, if it was, if we went up 40 cents a month, just to throw a figure out there, we would give all the residents notice that I'm going up 40 cents. Gahanna pays 17 a month. You'll pay 15 a month. We'll still be lower than anyone else.
Some of the others are even paying more than
oh,
that.
Absolutely.
And the reason I know is I've worked on this for 4 or 5 months, you know, gathering all the information. So factually, everything he's telling me there is exactly what I've found out. No different.
How many residents are in the township are not paying now? You said like 2,700 or something like that?
Something like that. It's a couple thousand.
Well,
because
it's not.
They take their, illegally take their trash somewhere else. Any other community, you would have to produce a receipt from the landfill showing that once a month I took my trash there. Franklin County Health Code says every occupied home must have weekly trash service. But there's 100 homes out there that, who knows what they do. We think they put it in with their neighbors. I don't know. I can't tell you what they do. But for as cheap as that is, you couldn't drive to the landfill.
No.
For $3.
No.
Plus pay the tipping fee.
I have heard people tell me that Mrs. Smith across the street allows Mrs. Jones or Mr. or Mrs. I don't want to say either way. I'm making up names. That they've shared the cost, which hurts obviously the whole township that all of us paying. We do have, how many, do we know the total number that the, this is previous to me, but they exempted out because they were taking the trash to work?
I
do you know
used
what that
to have
number
that
was?
List, but.
I mean, it's several hundred people.
Well, which I had a problem with that from day one when you guys came in.
Well, not, there aren't 20, or no. Let's say, there's not, there could be 300 homes that own a business.
Exactly.
That have a commercial service.
Exactly.
That, I could see that.
Yep.
But...
it just takes away from...
If I was a business owner and I had three residents in Franklin Township that generate 3 bags a week, hey, can I just throw it away at work? No. That costs me money.
Yep.
You just don't want to pay a trash bill in Franklin Township.
Yep.
If you say go, if we go by no contract, you mentioned about a year, what would that do in the future? Would we come back in and have another meeting and see if you want to go another year or whatever? Or could you get to a point to when you could have a contract again?
Exactly.
Now,
one thing that I'll tell you also, sir, is, and this gentleman will verify that in that consortium with Grove City and all of them, after this year, there's 2 more years that they have on that contract. And ideally, I'd like to see Eric just say, hey, I'll give you 2 years the same price. Now, I don't know if you're willing to do that or not. And then in within a 2-year period there, we can get a better run on everything, see how things are going for you as next year progresses. And who knows? I mean, we may want to go in the consortium. I know economically it'll be a little better for you, for us not going in, because, you know, you're obligated on that, furnish that little trash thing and everything. You know, that little recycle bin and everything, so.
But where it would hurt the township is, per that consortium, as well as all the consortiums, that home is occupied, you are going to have trash pickup.
You are, absolutely.
So if, say, $15 a month.
Exactly.
$45 a quarter.
Right.
But you've got 2,000 people that go.
Quite a bit.
No, you can't do that.
What's the reason that you can't have a contract now? Sign a new contract?
On the original contract, there was one renewal. Am I correct on that?
And then you're at the end of a 2-year renewal.
Right.
But the Grove City Consortium was just signed last year.
Last year. But.
And that's a 3-year contract, I believe, with 2 1-year options.
Right.
Grove City went 5 years.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken. They may have all three done 5 years.
I believe they did.
But if you had 2,000 homes that didn't pay the bill, 60 days later, we want Franklin Township to cut us a check for $90,000.
So you can clearly see
that
we can't do that.
Right.
I need my 90 grand.
Sure.
Right. I'm saying, at the end of the... Your two quarters, the township's going to owe you over $200,000 time to get the late fees and everything.
Right.
And that can only be turned into the county one time a year, which is like September, October. By the time the township turns that in September, October, they don't get that money back until January, February, or March when they get their taxes. So whatever the money the township puts out, $200,000, is out of the general fund that they will not get back for almost a year,
right.
And then you'll be right back to the same thing every quarter.
And
on top of that, you do not get 100% of the money back when you put that on property's taxes. We run into that with this House Bill 50 on mowing grass. Jim mows grass and he puts it on House Bill 50, takes it out of the general fund, and we only get maybe 80% of that money back. So you take $200,000, you get 80%, you've lost $40,000 minimum.
That's right out of the township's general fund.
I mean, I kind of agree with Mr. Cook, but utilizing apples to apples, oranges to oranges, the properties that Jim is cutting and et cetera, the reason that we don't get some of that money back because sometimes the house is in foreclosure, we're chasing the banks, et cetera. However, we really don't know what the numbers would be, but I do know that the that if you're living in a place, you're creating trash. If a house is in foreclosure and there's nothing there, it's not costing the township money. So there have to be a happy medium of where this would go. And I'm neither pushing for one way or the other. I'm just making total sense of this. So if you get a letter that you're a non-compliant, you own property, and a lot of the properties that we see that this is occurring with, one, right away, we would have approximately 300 people out of that total getting a letter saying there's no more opt-out. So those people would have to start paying. Then the people that are not paying would get a letter explaining, not just the people, but it would go to the actual property owner, because what is happening, a lot of people that rent property tell the landlord tells the tenant, you're responsible for trash. What we see happen is the tenant doesn't pay the trash. The next person coming in owes $300 or $500, and they're like, I'm not paying someone else's back trash. They can't get trash service. So there's a lot of this to say exactly how would it work out. So he can't do, but we can't join with the other consortium with that, without some type of like, okay, we could do it the one quarter or something like that. That in other meetings that I said, what if we was to cover one quarter when they cut them off, then we pick up the cost. Then the people would be letting, with the owner and homeowner would get a letter going, we're putting this on your property tax. You can come right in here and pay your bill, and you know, etc. We don't really know how many people would actually listen and do what they're supposed to do versus how many people was not going to do. So there is no real formula to go by.
Well,
or we could look at a lot, if not all, communities. I understand rental properties. It's a great business when it works.
When it works.
But it would take your staff to research 2,700 homes.
Take a long time.
And it's not the renter, it's the owner.
Right.
Well, he's in Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, then you'd have to send a certified mail letter to Florida. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't
think. It's a lot of work. It's
it truly is.
They don't want to do it with the township money. As property owners, you don't want... I don't know the answer. But how do we... First of all, way back when we started this, we were going to stop illegal dumping. Less trucks on
exactly.
the road.
Exactly.
Right.
Of course, we know that didn't happen. How do you make these people pay? How do you make them pick up their own trash anywhere? Anywhere. What do you do with
some communities craft an ordinance that was passed in this building on this day that says, going forward, all property owners of occupied homes must have trash removal service.
Right.
But if there's no teeth in that, you can't tell
there's
me what
already
doing.
A thing.
Even if they own property,
there's already a ruling.
They are cooperating.
There's already a ruling from the county that all trash has to be removed from the property every 7 days.
Right.
And that's the county. That's the county's rule, and it's enforced by the county.
Well, it's a state rule, is what it is.
And it's
state mandated.
And it's enforced
rule.
By the Board of Health.
Yeah.
So where are they?
There's no teeth in it.
Right, where
it
are the Board
say,
of Health?
And
where
if
are
you
they?
Don't, this is
jail.
Going to happen.
Right. Have you ever called the Board
so
of Health?
So everybody goes,
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. So with the other communities,
right.
Do you have any idea of how much, I'm going to call it trash issues, where the, like Grove City, how much do they pay out? How much does Urban Crest have to pay out? And things of that nature.
I don't have those figures.
I'm
but
just
I
curious
know
what percentage, because... We
it's
would be
very
somewhere
small
in there.
Because they're code enforcement.
Right.
We send the list. There's 60 homes on here that haven't paid the bill.
Right.
That's manageable.
Yep.
Probably
manageable.
Go to 60 houses in 1 week. This house is occupied.
Yep.
You don't have trash service.
Exactly. Well, I know my.
What's it to you?
That's right. I
Do
know
you
my.
Own the home? No. Perfect. Franklin County Auditor's website. You have a tenant that's not paying trash, but But if without some something that says, and if you don't, this is going to happen.
We're paying and paying and paying.
Well, here's a good example.
What do you do with them? It's behavior.
Here's a good example is, I know Mike Lilly pretty well there at Jackson Township, and I talked to him some. And his percentage is running under 10%, and ours is running, I believe you told me, around 25 or so, didn't you?
27.
What's that?
The problem with so you, you know, you just, people were exempted, then people...
You remember when that big...
We send them to collections. We send them a nice letter. Hey, by the way, you haven't paid your trash. Yep.
But your ratio of customers compared to Lilly is whatever...
Is
going to do something too.
Yeah, do you have a question, Mike?
Yeah. So let's use your number, 60 people, you said, right?
Right.
I'm just curious, in the township, who's... So we decide 60 people need to be knocked on their door and talked to. So whose job is that in the township?
We don't have... Like, say, give you an example, Mike. Let's say that we had home rule. And then we... Okay, say we had home rule. And then we had a code enforcement person. They would go around, and I don't know if we would send them around to knock on door, if they would just send a letter. But at some point, you know, hypothetically, because we've never done it, we would need to research, one, is it even legal for us to go over and do that?
Right. So basically we're talking about something that we don't even know.
Exactly.
We're putting it out here, we don't even know if we can legally do it.
Right, exactly.
You don't have the manpower to
Do
it. Exactly. You don't take the police to do it.
Yeah.
And I can't get somebody to sit on my street and stop the speeders just because the police department don't go out.
I'm not saying that we would do that.
No, I'm just
right.
And believe me when I tell you this, I'm not picking about it. I'm just saying, in my mind, I just see,
you're
going to need more help.
Exactly.
You're going to come back and say we need to hire...
Right. Potentially, you would probably not. In my opinion, if we was to hire a person that is a code enforcement, it wouldn't just be for the trash. It would be for different things of that nature. But absolutely, yes. There's no one here that we could take from a particular job. If we hired a code enforcement, that would not be with the police. Their job would just be, you know.
No, I'm trying to look at what you have right now.
Exactly.
You're talking about this right now.
There is no way.
It's an option, and I don't see it
as
being an option right now, so I really don't understand
it. Simply put, it's not an option, really.
We're just answering everyone's question.
We're plowing the water.
Right.
Let's get down to what our true options are.
Pretty much.
Really, there's two options.
That's exactly right.
Go out to bid or status quo, no contract.
And my opinion, what we should do.
I'll show up every day.
My opinion, what we should do is stay status quo. He's already said he's going to give us a year, keep the bill the same. There's a lot of things going on in the township. You know, are we going to be able to be home rule? Without being home rule, like you're saying, you're beating the wrong water because you can't put the cart before the horse. So in my opinion is if we stay the same course that we currently have, and then we're already, as he said, too late to go out to bid. Now, usually, what is it, June or July for bid?
Around, yeah.
So if next June or July, we want to see if we want to go out for bid or stay the way we are, I think that's the only thing that option we really have to do is to know we're going to get the same service we've been getting. We know the bill's going to stay the same. Nothing's going to change between now and next June if we was to put it out to bid. If we put it out to bid, then we could look at what would we be able to do? But at this point, I think that's our only option.
Well, if Eric commits to a year, I wouldn't want to put it out for bid next June anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's an option.
You know,
if we were going to put it out for bid, we would want to do it
now,
in June or July.
If you'd agree to 2 years, I'd be more happier.
The thing is...
I don't want to be the best in town,
Exactly. But what he's doing is when our contract is up, we're not in contract with him. If we stay with him, meaning you guys choose to stay, the price is going to be the same. But he won't be under contract. You can go anywhere else you want.
Anywhere you want. If someone quotes you $10.
Right, let's leave the other problem that we originally had of these people that will not behave or nothing you can do with them.
Right.
Once we get home rule, if we do, you guys can go after those people.
Right, that's a different problem for a different day.
That's a good point to look at.
Here's my deal. I'm in much in favor of staying with local waste. My experience with working with Eric and his staff, number one, if you go to some other major company, and you know I'm telling you the truth, number one, a lot of them don't want the type of business that, you know, that Eric and those guys do. They
Wait
are
a minute, they're a trash company, they don't want your business?
That's absolutely
well,
correct.
Here's why.
It's
the prices
number,
are the, high. Yeah. Let's say, which I did, Upper Arlington,
yeah.
April 1st of next year, almost 14,000 homes. We came in at 1750. We were the low bid. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you put these bid specs out. Well, how many homes are there in the community? And I'm just going to throw out a round number.
Right.
Well, there's 10,000 homes. And everybody's going, love to have 10,000 homes. But how many are actually participating?
And the program.
And you say, well, there's 7,300. What about the other 20? Well, we don't know. Oh, well, it's not 10,000. It's 7,300. And that's a maybe. Well, I can't do it for 17. I'm going to be at $22.
But there's people out here that think you guys can't because you have a business. You have a,
right.
a building with
right.
a door and all, telephones and computers. So you guys can do it, just like the homeowners can do it.
I could do it, but I wouldn't do it for what I'm doing it for now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because once you put it out to bid, and your lowest bid is $18 a month.
Exactly. The lowest I actually got was $21.
Right. I see that all day long.
I mean, and I'm not lying to Eric, and he knows it.
No, I see him all the time.
And he doesn't lie to me, or I haven't ever found him.
The one thing that I think that what's going to end up happening, we can talk here for 10 hours, it doesn't matter. However, at the end of the day, we can't even make a resolution, we can't make a motion, because when the contract up, it's up, it's just going to continue to extend.
Well, it doesn't extend.
No, I mean, it doesn't, excuse me.
Our service can't extend.
Their service extends.
So I could call you and say, I'm keeping you another 19 years.
If you want us, we want you.
Right.
Yep.
But when you just need to get...
Well, that's another thing. I hear a lot of complaints on you guys. I've had you for 19 years before this contract, even, at this one place.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero complaints. Matter of fact, nothing but praise.
Let me just finish this part, because what I'm wanting to do is wind us down, this part of it. So at this point, I'm going to ask the board what their opinion is. Do we just let this contract wind out and then status quo as the people going, or is the board wanting to entertain finding anyone else? Because this is the point where we make that decision, and in my opinion, we just let the contract go until it's done. People want to stay with Eric, they can. If they want to go somewhere else, they can. If you stay with Eric, the price is going to stay the same. However, we're not going to be, the township is not going to be locked into a contract that you must use him.
That sounds good.
So
I'd like to make a motion.
Before you vote on that, I want to ask one question.
Let's talk this out here.
Okay.
I want to ask you, are you willing to commit today, while she's taking the minutes and everything, if you are not allowed to put the waste in with the regular trash, you find out you can't do that.
You mean the yard waste?
The yard waste.
Right.
And you have to put the third truck back on. Is the price going to stay down?
I doubt it.
Okay.
However,
because I've checked into it, and in no circumstances is that yard waste to be going in those trucks and going in that landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got several communities right now, townships within Franklin County.
As long as you sit here and say...
That don't run yard waste.
As long as you sit here and say it can go in there, and then we vote to do it that way, and then we find out 6 months later, oh, it can't go in there, so we're going to have to put the third truck back on.
Or,
I'm just asking you.
Right.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
I'm all for that one, just as long as it's not going to change.
Right.
We're not going to change
horses. Board is about to ask a motion that's going to come up, I don't know what his motion is going to be, but I know what my motion would be. is that we're just going to allow this contract to run out.
That's my motion, to make the contract, just let the contract expire at the end of the year.
And then we would be able
to... So then each individual person takes care of their own.
Right.
Right. Then so we get home rule. Then maybe motion. You guys could go after the ones that won't do anything.
Right.
That sounds good.
It's only been,
maybe that'll work.
It's always been under my impression that, you know, I've called you guys to pick up the yard waste.
So, Don, you got the motion on the floor? Do I got the motion on the floor?
I got the motion on the floor, waiting for a second.
Okay, and the motion is just to let everybody deal with their own.
Let the contract expire at the end of the year in January or December 31st, 2017.
Are we still going to be able to get something in writing for that? You know, that it's going to stay the same? With no contract? Yeah, okay.
Now, costs do go up. I just had a price increase. We asked for like 4%. That's pretty much cost of living.
The one issue that I have, I'm going
to
fix
it. Wait a minute, we got to go to, before we go any further, we've got a motion on the floor.
Oh. Yeah. Anyone want a second?
About the motion.
We can have a discussion about the motion.
Yeah, discussion.
Okay. Discussion, okay.
I don't personally want to go away from local. Number one, pricing is good. Eric's going to assure a year, and
we're not going away. We're just not contracting with anyone.
Right.
We're the people
and
are still.
And you are aware that
you don't need a contract. This right. is the people legal. That we right. have to do it by the rules. Right. And,
the residents that already are you are picking up. Probably 99% of them will stay with you.
I would think, because the price is right. And going out to bid,
it's too late.
My competitors are multi-billion-dollar companies, so it's $10,000, but it's really $7,300. And I know my competitors. So you got one at 22, one at 30 comes in.
Yep.
And I come in at 17, I'm the low bid by $4.
Right. Letting the contract expire will make no change in anybody's trash, except you will start putting your yard waste in with your trash. And if you want to change your hauler, you can change your hauler.
And if Sweco, which is the landfill, says, we have a problem in Franklin Township, too much yard waste, then we would have to put it out to the community. Am I being recorded?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
if
because they, we play
by the
their
way,
rules.
By the way, Eric, we're required to record here at the meeting, so.
If they squawked too much yard waste in Franklin Township, then we would put out a letter to the township as well as our customers. I can no longer haul yard waste.
How about this? If that happens, you leave this up to each resident. If you want your yard waste picked up, it's going to cost you this much
cost
more.
Cost you more.
And if the other, and if I don't want my yard waste picked up, it's not going to cost me that much more.
Right.
If she wants her yard waste picked up, it's going to cost her another dollar a month more.
Or whatever.
Well, then we have to look at the logistics.
I was going to say, how's your driver going?
Right.
Because that's a kind of a business, I believe.
It would be... No, wait a minute.
So, but if I can jump in here a minute, sir. If I can jump in here a minute, because where we're going, we've got a motion on the floor.
Right.
So we can always debate this afterwards, what we're going to do. The motion on the floor is that we're going to allow the contract to run out on December 31st. If you wish to continue with the same trash company, you can, but the board of Franklin Township is not going to enter into a contract at this time with anyone.
I'd like to just add to that. If he's saying that he will hold his rates as they are, can we add that to the resolution?
Because we can't, because of the fact that he's agreed to, that's up onto the residents.
Right.
But as far as the board of Franklin Township,
we have no control over what he does after January 1.
Right. We, by us going out, letting the contract expire.
I have been assured that your contract expires.
But I know we're going. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I still want to, because we keep getting off this way. I want to get this part done. then we can talk about what you assured.
Okay, second.
Got a second, I think. John seconded.
John, are you seconding it? John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Now we can go into discussing.
So I've now been told.
So what this just means is Franklin Township is not entertaining to pick up another hauler or go into another consortium at this time. One, the dynamics that we would have to work out, there's no way that we could work them out right now, especially with the numbers that we see of people not participating now. So moving forward, this contract is going to expire on the 31st of December. What Mr. Hayes is going to do is you will still come pick your trash up, you still pay your bill, you're with us. If on January 1, if you want to go with someone else, you're more than welcome to. However, it is still law that every 7 days you have to remove trash from your property. It's just Franklin Township is not in a consortium, nor are they contract with a single hauler.
And how would he know who decides to opt out and those who don't?
Well, they should call my office, but I did want to say one more thing. Your contract expires 12/31. I'm going to hold your rate through 2018. If I need an increase for 2019, that's something we would negotiate. Right. Your new price next year, I need 25 cents more a month, or something like that.
Well, that's no problem. Yeah. The problem I have is, so we when you, like I pay my, I get my checks on the 30th and on the 3rd.
This has been a big problem.
And I try to pay, I try to hold back enough money when it's trash time to pay it before the 30th when it's due. I paid it on the 29th and it takes 14 days to get from one office over to the other office and they do not pick up my trash. That's where I have a problem with. You know, if my bill's paid,
I've got an idea.
You know,
you can pay it monthly. If it's a, you can call into my office or get online. We make exceptions for people that are on fixed incomes.
Well, that's no problem. I pay my bill every 3 months, but it. What I'm saying is,
can we change the date
just for an example, if I may. And I'll follow up with you on this. What's your address?
3516 Dover Road. Yeah. If you
Could we change the date to maybe the 4th or 5th of each month?
What I'm saying is they go a week or 2 weeks not picking up my trash because they didn't get my money on time, and it takes a week to 2 weeks for them to start picking my trash up again.
I need to look into that because this electronic stuff,
you know,
when your check hits our bank.
No, I call in my bank card to your office.
Are you on auto pay?
Yes.
You should never have this issue.
I do.
So how about, so I bill you October, November, December.
Yeah.
I run your card on the 15th of October. You should never be cut off, because those take 48 hours electronically to...
But the simple thing would be is to be able to have, because I've seen a lot of people have told me this, and they've been embarrassed to say it because they're on a fixed income. It's just the way that the bill cycle comes. If we could change that bill cycle to the 4th, the 5th, or the 6th, is that going to make a huge difference to local waste? I mean, you're still going, the only difference it's going to make, and I'll make this sound the wrong way, if you have 400 people paying late at $3 a piece, I mean, it takes some of that money away from you guys.
Maybe you can make it easier.
But if you just change that date so that when we get it that it says it's due on this date, that probably takes care of half of every issue with someone that's a senior.
Maybe you make it an easier way. How many days can they be late before there's a late fee?
If I bill you October 1st, technically that money is due by November 1st.
Okay.
So you've got a month to pay it. If it's not paid by November 1st, they tack a $3 late fee on you. If it's not paid by November 30th, you go on cutoff.
That I have no problem with, being cut off. But what I'm saying is, if you don't get it in by that date, you know, where a couple of times was not even my fault, like I said, because I called the department, your trucks.
Customer service. Yeah.
And he said, we just got it in the mail. I said, I can tell you exactly what time I called it in. And it took 15 days to get from one office to the other office.
Well, what you're saying, though, is they have 30 days to pay it.
Right. However, and this is where I'm going to bat for the community, if you don't get your bill till the 10th day of the month, mm-hmm. you should still have 30 days. That's the 10th right. of the following month.
Right.
So that's something I can look into.
But maybe you could change the late fee.
Pure.
Maybe you could change the late fee by a few days.
Now, what's the phone number I can reach you?
I have to give you my wife's number because I don't know mine.
All right.
Yeah, what's mine?
As opposed to going out and what does it say when it says bad?
If you're set up on auto pay, that means on the 15th or 16th of October, we run your car.
It's there. Yeah.
That takes 24 hours. You should never be on cutoff.
Well, he's my neighbor. How many times was I cut off? Quite a few times, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's soon?
And two, uh-huh. it looks embarrassing when your trash is not picked up, like, you know what? You're a bum, you can't have the trash picked up.
Yeah, we don't.
You know what I mean? You know,
but there's got to be something that we can do internally. The only problem is, of
no
the 7,300 homes, and hopefully this is simple, it's in a simple bill pay group.
614-360-8465.
And that's your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a home.
Now
you
the
know,
other.
I mean, my wife, you know, I mean, she does forget, you know, because we're taking care of her mom. You know, I mean, she does forget where she calls it in on the last day it's due. You know, granted, you know, that's her fault.
Well, it sounds like you're not on auto pay.
Well,
like
she calls in every 3 months.
That's not auto.
Automatically takes it out.
Auto pay,
you don't even
you
have to
provide
call.
Us right. with your credit or yeah, debit card.
But every time, yeah, put it on that card. Yeah, that's, yes. I
now, see, that takes a little time to clear my system, go to the bank, clear their system.
Right.
Comes back. By that time, you haven't had service in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if we get our money in a timely fashion.
But I can tell you, when you guys take the money out of my bank, and it's only a day or two later, you get your money 2 days after I call it in.
That, I'm not an accountant, but...
what? I'm not, I mean, I'm stupid about the phones, but I have a son, he shows me, well, Dad, they took it out of the bank here, you know, blah, 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 here, you know, blah, you know. He gets on and he can tell you.
And that right. should be a simple wire transfer to yeah. us.
Yes.
That 3516 Dover Road is good.
And I can yep. understand how that works because in my business, I take cards and everything else. You see it out of your account immediately. Right. It may take 3 days for me to see it in my account.
If not more.
Well, because there's an third party yeah, collecting it and then they're giving more. It. But understand, yes, too, you're right, 100% right. But
where I miss, you know, I can see maybe we're missing one, but when I miss two, you know, well, I pay for them two. When do I get them back? You know what I'm saying?
Now, the other option that he's talking about, if I may, and that's up to you, they have auto pay where you don't have to call, you don't do nothing.
You don't do anything.
But sometimes Dad will spend more money than
gotcha.
He's supposed to.
Okay.
And I might not have the money.
And on that date, it may not be
enough. Because I'm working on my home.
Gotcha.
You know, and I don't, you know, I only do things when I know I have the funds.
Right. I understand.
Now, if you went to cutoff and your wife waited till the
Then I have no problems you not picking it up.
Yeah, but if there is something we could work out.
You know, what I'm saying, like me, you know, okay, say I miss, you know, I'm going to pay that $45 or whatever I pay every 3 months. You know, isn't there some type of grace period where they might pick it up this week? But if you don't have it paid by that week, they don't pick it up the following
but
week.
That's just what I was going to ask. When do you stop? When do you stop pickup? In other words, if it's supposed to be paid by the 1st of January, when do you stop pickup? If it's not paid January 1,
I'm going to bill October 1st.
Okay.
If it's not paid by October 30th, I'm going to send you a letter with a $3 late fee on your account. If it's not picked up by, if it's not paid by November 30th or 31st, you go on cutoff.
But you got 30 days.
You don't cut off right now. That's what I'm trying, yeah.
Well, but if you waited 60 days, you're on cutoff.
Yeah.
I never waited 60 days to pay a bill.
But your trash is cut off.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see, something's
wrong.
You need to check it out. Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at, I'm still paying that bill. I'm still charged, but I'm not getting any service. Where does, you know, like you said, you get $17 a week. Where does that money go when I do pay the bill? And you didn't, I mean, it's just like free money where you didn't pick up the trash, but you got paid for it.
You guys don't get credits, I know.
No, our system
is so simple.
Yeah, we need to go ahead and move on. You got his number.
Very quickly.
Now, Mr.
Gettis. We run on cash flow.
Okay.
Because I've already paid the driver, paid disposal, paid the fuel, depreciation. And I've already paid all that. What keeps us on the road is paying it within 30 days, and you are golden for the next 90
days. Now, Mr. Kesterson, he had approached me at another meeting I was at. Hold on just a second there, Charlene. Let's get him there. Get his number there, Eric. He had a couple of questions for me, and I haven't gotten back.
What is your address, sir?
3564 Dover Road.
And I called in and talked to you about his address, and then I called back and I talked to...
My daughter
and said that there was... You know, he couldn't talk to me about your bill, but he would be happy to talk to you. And I didn't know if you guys connected or not.
No, we never did.
Okay.
5799. And what's your name?
Cheryl Moore.
You know, like anything, you know, I mean, they're good. I mean, I got good service out of them.
This is 15.
When they pick it up.
Address. Yeah, that's 5799.
Yeah, they need to check you out if they're cutting your service off that quick.
15. Okay. Did you get Mr. Kesterson's?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
3564 Dover.
Mm-hmm. Phone number's 614.
Right.
496.
Mm-hmm.
9211.
And how may I help you?
Okay. You guys shut me off in January. February, I got a bill for $91. I paid that bill. Okay. 3 weeks later, I get a bill for $103. Okay, paid that one. Well, another 2 weeks, I get another bill for $103.
From us?
From you guys.
From Local Waste.
Local Waste. Wow. You guys are the only ones with all my trash. And I told my daughter, I says, I've done paid these two. Now, what the hell's going on? They charged me for a whole year at one time?
No. I'll get this figured out.
And
if I owe you money, you won't pay a trash bill for 6 months.
Your girl in the office is very rude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could have got a hold of her that day that I was talking to her on the phone, I'd have smacked the shit out of her.
No.
What you do?
Yeah.
I know
sounds like you, Joyce. You've been talking to him.
And they
I was going to say, I know a few of those.
I still haven't picked it up.
Yeah, it's how I picked
since
up.
Since January.
Did you pay those things?
Okay, now,
Charlene,
Charlene, did you have a
Yeah, my understanding is that this is going to run out the 1st of January, right? Then do we make a contract with you?
No. It's pay your bill, we pick your trash up.
And if we guys will continue picking it up?
Absolutely.
Okay. You won't even see the difference.
I don't have to call you or anything?
You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
It just will continue on, we'll continue to get the bill every 3 months.
That sounds good.
And how do you spell Kesterson?
K-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
T-E-R-S-O-N.
And may I have your first name?
John.
Okay, I need to get this figured out. And
yeah, I wish you would, because I'm tired of old trash.
That's a lot of money.
In 40 minutes, I'm going to go get 30 stitches.
Oh, my God.
So I've got about 10 minutes before I have to go.
Does anyone else real quickly have?
Well, I'd like to Cheryl here.
Oh, okay.
I've just had a real big problem with them not picking up. Your driver was extremely rude. He didn't pick up last Friday. They came back out. The Friday before that, they didn't pick up. He told my son that the bill hadn't been paid. Well, I called him, and they said that the bill, it was an error. And I had to wait for them to pick it back up. And it's just, your girl at the office is extremely rude.
Did you get a name for her by chance?
I don't have a name.
Because there's like seven.
Yeah, I don't have a name for you, but the driver, his workers are great, but the driver is just like really rude when he comes out. He's even, my grandkids have been outside and he's cussed in front of my grandkids. And, you know, that's a no-no.
I would say.
Do they allow the smoke in the truck while they're working?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just curious.
If you see a guy without a local waste shirt on, I'd love to hear that.
Well, I'm glad you're here today.
Absolute no-no.
Yeah.
You got your baggie.
Well, I'm glad you're here today so we can address this, you know, because it's not doing any good going out there or calling them on the phone. Last week I had to come over here and have their clerk take care of it.
Well,
is there anyone else real quickly?
I do.
No problem.
I didn't repeat the motion.
Goodbye. We're here to meet you.
I wanted to give you. Now,
yeah,
I stand corrected.
This is partially what the pictures were.
Right. I stand corrected on scattered up the street. It's everywhere that they stop. You want to explain it? You can explain it better than I can.
It was everywhere where the trash truck stops. You could actually pick out the stops where it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one. There was about five or six on Ongaro.
See, I don't. In all the years I've been doing this.
And that was just one pickup.
We are at a loss to explain, is there a resident? So if this was at five pickups in a row, mm-hmm. Who was that fourth container that we emptied? Is he doing home auto part repair? Owns a mechanical business? It's screws and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a socket in there.
What
size?
I can't. 2 months ago, we replaced every seal on a truck.
After we had all the debris and throughout the whole neighborhood.
All that was all gone. I'm at a loss to it. May I have this?
Yes.
As to explain, how does that get out of the truck?
I don't know, but it was specifically, I mean, it was as big as the table is where it was. So it wasn't just like here. It was like scattered throughout here. It's almost like every time that the trash thing
cycled.
Compactor came down, whatever, and that's where it was. Because it was over the entire one half of the road.
Does it have the stop on there so he can kind of know what truck it is? Like what
he knows what truck.
Was this on Ongaro?
Mm-hmm. Ongaro.
Ongaro.
That's O-N, how's that?
O-N-G-A-R-O.
That's the one that we went down.
Right.
You know, and I took you guys down here.
And then that was, that following week, every truck seal replaced.
Okay.
They're looking for hoppers. Is there a void in that hopper? The seal is between the hopper and the truck that runs 5 feet up that side, around and up.
Basically, like
is
a window
hot rings. Is there a void? If so, it's welded. In all the years I've been, I've never seen anything like this.
It appears to me there might have been some construction material or something in there. Maybe they crushed the wood up. I don't know.
My husband has an eagle eye and can spot a screw in the street like there's nobody's business. And I picked up another one last night that wasn't even near where those were.
I don't have an answer.
That's a 10 millimeter.
I mean, I guess my concerns are I've had three people in the neighborhood within the past 8 weeks max that have all had flat tires, and they can basically say the tire went flat when we came into the neighborhood.
How many people?
So we've had them all.
You've had two.
Two neighbors have had.
No, but you've had two. Joe's had one on his truck. And
so if you're seeing screws and stuff on the road, not on our service day.
No, these were all on
right
Friday.
No, but you said just a minute ago.
But right now, there's nothing on there. I checked the road this morning.
I walked it last night.
Okay. Well, the owner of Local Waste and I have a good relationship. When that gets on his desk, that's when we call in the operations manager, supervisors, and the garage manager. And that's when it won't be me, but it'll be him saying, see that?
I'll be happy to give you my number.
I think I have it, because you sent me the email and the pictures. Those went straight to the owner. So, but when I show him this, but why would, I don't get it. Why does somebody throw away a socket?
Yeah.
Next time he looks, where's my socket?
Crazy. Crazy.
10 millimeters
is
a good socket.
So, right. I'll get this addressed today.
And then when
something. And then you're going to Friday.
Right. I'm going to go down that street Friday. And then, you know, the first time I called you, when we first had the first time, I picked up spark plugs on my street. Well, I remember I showed you. I jumped out and picked up that spark plug. And we've seen it on our street as well, but I have not seen it since you've changed something.
Same
thing.
Truck.
This wasn't the same time. This was the time before when we had a township meeting and I brought it up. And that I had a ton of debris, and you could see like all the liquid waste and stuff like that.
That was the same time.
Spots.
Right.
A lot of those spots are still on the street.
I think that's been maybe 2 weeks ago.
No, it's more long than that, because we went out right after that.
It was
a month ago.
At least.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and let Eric get on out of here. Appreciate you coming out, Eric.
My pleasure. I might take the rest of the day off.
No, well, that sounds fine. You have to go and get something done.
I'll make a resolution, and now, Eric gets the rest of the day.
Now, Eric, just tell them, if they want to stay with Local Waste, you do nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Just
so you understand that.
And if Grasshopper Trash Service, if you want to switch, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. I'd like to make
a motion. I'll be touching base with you.
Anyone have any other questions for the board up here?
Well.
Okay.
John.
Well, no further questions. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Before you adjourn?
I can't do anything about it. My neighbor's not afraid.
Go ahead and adjourn.
But,
I'll make a second if you adjourn.
In your trash.
Wait, so who made the motion?
Make a motion, John.
I make a motion that we adjourn for meeting.
Which I've been doing. 5 seconds.
Absolutely.
Okay, John?
I've had a lot of trash out there.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And
Don?
Your driver says, like,
yeah. Okay. We stand adjourned.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask.
The meeting going to be about the sores.
There'll be come out next Thursday, the 24th. I think that's the 24th, isn't it, Joey?
Yeah. 24th is on a Friday.
Thursday night.
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday evening. Thursday evening next week. Yeah, and you can get any of your concerns answered then, okay?
Cool.
did you?
Right.
Ever run across the
blacktop guy yet?
You know, would that cost us more money?
Huh?
You ever run across the blacktop guy yet?
You said you'd let me know.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I haven't. Okay, well, you know, up in your neighborhood, you know, there's some more problems up there, the road.
Well, yeah, the one that sunk. Now, I'm with that, though.